You know, we work during the Advent season to really focus our time and attention to what it is that we are heading towards, and that is this beautiful Feast of the Incarnation, Christ's birthday on December 25th. Now, kids, I know, can get very caught up in all of the lights and the sounds and the presents and everything, and we've been hearing from our friends in the kindergarten class over at St. Thomas More. But they sat down with me, and we read a story. And it helped all of us focus on this beautiful story of Christmas.
This is Mrs. Gatto from St. Thomas More Catholic School, and I would like to present to you the kindergarten class and the story of the Nativity.
Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a woman named Mary. He sent to her, "Rejoice, the Lord is with you." Mary did not know what this greeting meant.
But the angel said to her, "You will have a son, and you must name him Jesus. And he will be great." Mary said, "I am the servant of the Lord." And Joseph took care of Mary.
At that time, Caesar issued a decree that the people be counted and registered, each to his own town. Joseph had to travel to a town called Bethlehem to be registered together with Mary.
But when they got to Bethlehem, but there was no place for Joseph and Mary. So Jesus was born in a stable, and Mary wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger.
In the country, there were shepherds watching their sheep in the field at night. The angel of the Lord appeared to them. The shepherds were afraid.
But the angel said, "Don't be afraid. Get up. I have great news. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord."
Sure, the shepherds hurried and found Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus lying in a manger. Then Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem.
They followed the great star in the sky, and it stopped where Jesus was. The Magi entered the house and saw Jesus with Mary. He offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Joseph watched over the Holy Family, and Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in their heart.
And a big Merry Christmas to the kids. That's the kindergarten class at St. Thomas More Catholic School. They're just our neighbors right down the hill, and we really enjoy spending time over there. Of course, you heard them at Thanksgiving and now at Christmas. They welcomed us so wonderfully for our Advent party. Our station was there celebrating. Father King came over and enjoyed a meal with Sarah Kenzie joining us today. The kindergarten class left us a souvenir, and it is now downstairs at the front desk.
Yes, it was the sweetest thing. They left a beautiful banner that said, "Welcome Modern Day Radio," and it had all these angels, and it was their handprints with their names on it. So I'll be sharing that on social media, so make sure you check that out. It was just a wonderful surprise, and they even took a picture of all the kids with it and left it on the table so all the guests could see them. And it was a really nice surprise. And yeah, like you said, we're just really grateful for for everyone at St. Thomas More and the relationship that we have.
Well, that's right. And I'm going to post that story too as a podcast with today's show, just because how can you just not be inspired by children reading the story of Christ and birth? So we are just days away now. Sarah, you have worked on our homepage and on the app getting us ready for Advent, and we move into the Christmas season also. And we know for us Catholics, that's not a single day. It is a season. So how is the app and everything on the webpage going to help us get through the celebration of Christmas?
Right. So we'll be transitioning from our Advent resources over to our Christmas resources. And so that's going to include, as always, all of our episodes, interviews, anything that has to do with the season of Christmas that you can listen to. But especially I want to encourage people, we have some beautiful Christmas prayers on the app. And so there, you'll be able to just go and pray with those anytime you want. As always, though, you can also sign up for a daily reminder. So today would be a great day. You can go to prayer, the pray section, and then go to the daily prayer notifications. That's where you can sign up. You can pick which ones you'd like to receive. You can choose to receive them for the octave or for the entire season of Christmas. And so I would encourage you to take a few minutes now to do that on the app, because then you're all set. You don't have to worry about it over, you know, the next busy few days of Christmas, but you can already have those reminders every day.
So, Sarah, we are just a few days away from Christmas. Is there like a family tradition that you are looking forward to that is just tells you that this is for 365 days you've been waiting for this moment in the day?
I mean, I love opening the presents. I think not just because we get presents, but it's just we take our time, maybe sometimes too long, but we sit around and we all go in a circle, and we usually have our coffee and maybe even take a break to eat breakfast because we're hungry. But that's just like a Christmas morning that takes up the bulk of that. So that's really fun for us.
It's time together. That's the best part about the holiday. And we always have to remind ourselves about that. Now, we do focus on this beautiful birth of Christ. It is a celebration, and we just launched a partnership, and it does seem a little bit odd to be able to talk about My Catholic Will. But, you know, we look at Advent as a time of preparation. And of course, we're moving into the new year, and Lent will be, you know, just a few months in. Kind of remind our listeners about what we're started up.
Yeah. So we just launched a wonderful partnership with My Catholic Will. You can find all the information on our website. And what you can do is you can set up a will for free because of that partnership. And, you know, I mean, it does seem a little odd at first, but this time of year, I think it's, I always am reminded of what's really important in my life. And, you know, like we were saying, like family. And so like, that's a big part of it. And so how can you, you know, just prepare for the future and just have peace of mind. And it doesn't have to be a big ordeal. They walk you through it. It's really simple, guided. And so you can do it and just say, all right, I'm done. I've got that set. And so we're really excited to offer that to our listeners.
You know, I always think about my New Year's resolutions, and that's one that I am going to do this year, is to get all of that paperwork just finalized, because you know, throughout life might make several, because based on how old your children are or what your resources are. So that is a New Year's resolution that I plan to keep. The rest of them I will break multiple times before we get through all of them. Have you thought about New Year's?
Oh, it's too soon for that.
Okay.
But I am excited. And I should mention really quickly for the new year, we do have that 2026 Marian calendar. So you can download that on our website if you haven't got it. We can also send you a copy. So just email us your information and you can prepare for the new year with that Marian calendar.
All right. And the first thing that you're going to find is the dates of all of those Marian feast days. January 1st is the very first Marian feast day. That's going to be right on that calendar. Well, Sarah, thanks so much. Another great year of Tech Tuesdays. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.